Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Cameron Line, Jim Lee back with us on Thursday. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday morning. Well, coming up a week from Friday, the annual Heart Seekers event here in Galesburg. And you could actually still register for that event that is going to be coming up. And you can get your tickets at Brighter Life Bookshop. Is that the only place that they're available right now? I believe that's the case. Anyway, you can check out their webpage and everything. But the featured speaker coming up next weekend is joining us here this morning, Carol Kent, a speaker and author, authored more than 20 books. I find that crazy. I don't know how she's done it, but we're going to find out right now. She joins us here this morning, Carol Kent. Carol, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Tom. I'm doing well.
Well, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning. We were talking a little bit off the air. You had asked how the weather was, and you said you wouldn't rub it in, but you're in Florida, so.
I know. When you think about what's happening all over the country, especially on the East Coast today, I feel very blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. And we didn't get it nearly as bad as what they're going to get in the Northeast, especially. I mean, we got, you know, maybe 4 inches or so yesterday, and that was enough. But we had actually had a really, really nice February, so we can't complain too much about it.
Well, I'm just happy that you've been able to dig out.
Well, hopefully by the time you get here next weekend, things are going to clear off and we'll at least have some spring-like weather for you. Well, let's talk, Carol. As an author, my goodness, you've written more than 20 books. You're an award-winning author. Where did that come about in your life that you started writing? Did you just sit down one day? Or, I mean, did you have thoughts? It's like, I'm going to be a writer. Or did you just sit down one day and it happened? Where did that come from?
Well, I call myself a speaker who occasionally writes rather than a writer who occasionally speaks. So actually, I had an editor attend the Speak Up conference that I do annually, training Christians in communication skills, both writing and speaking. And afterwards, she came up. She said, I think this material has book potential. Do you mind if I contact an acquisition editor I know? And so I actually was approached by a publisher to write my first book, which was Speak Up with Confidence, and it came as a huge surprise. It was just amazing to me that God would open the door when I had not even tried to walk through it. And our theme coming up in Galesburg is Divine Surprises. And I just think God is so wonderful in the way he puts people and situations.
So you said you're a speaker who has written. Talk about that. So you've got your bachelor's degree in speech education, your master's in communications. What was there a particular goal with that major? Did you feel or did you know that you had a gift growing up of public speaking?
No, actually not. I'm a preacher's kid, so I was thrust into leadership in many different situations, but I really planned to be a speech, English, and drama teacher and never dreamed that God would put me on platforms all across the country. But the thing that really changed everything was when our only child, a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, a young man who had a stellar academic record and had never been in trouble before, was arrested for the murder of his wife's first husband. And many of your listeners may know of my book, When I Lay My Isaac Down, which takes you through the 2.5-year journey to his trial and conviction for first-degree murder. And we're going to be talking in Galesburg about the fact that when life turns upside down, God will surprise you with giving you that incredible ability to hold on to your faith, even when it feels like your life is turning into an ash heap. And in this day and age, there are so many people who are struggling financially, or they have children with disabilities, or the spouse who promised to love them forever has betrayed them. And I think we live in times when we need to find out how we can hold on to our faith and hold on to hope.
You know, and I guess that's the tough thing is knowing that God has that plan for you, but it's remembering that it all happens for a reason, and you know makes you stronger. And I guess you know he has to test your faith.
Well, I think that one of the things that we forget about is that when we pray, we often pray for the answer we want instead of saying, "Lord, Thy will be done." And I am watching my son, who's been incarcerated now for 17 years. He was 25 years old at the time of his crime, and he has a life without parole sentence. And I'm watching him make choices based on God's truth, and I'm seeing him teach Bible studies to inmates. He's taken over 700 men through Dave Ramsey Financial Peace University course, and he is modeling what it means to be a missionary on the inside. And so I just want everybody listening to us to know that no matter what wrong choice you've made, no matter what sad or catastrophic thing has happened to you, if you choose to say, Lord, help me to know how to be your person in this situation, help me to cling to your truth instead of running in the other direction, I believe that we can get focused on things that will outlast this lifetime and that we can splash God's joy and his hope on other people.
So I guess in essence you're saying there is a way to for some good to come out of a bad.
Absolutely. I love what Eric Little, the Olympian, said. Circumstances may appear to wreck our lives and God's plans, but God is not helpless among the ruins.
Absolutely. Carol Kent joining us. She'll be speaking at the Heart Seekers event coming up next weekend. That'll take place at Bethel Baptist Church next Friday and Saturday, the 24th and 25th. An evening session on Friday and then Saturday starting in the morning, and Carol will be the featured speaker. Carol, will you be speaking on Friday night or Saturday or both, or when will you be here?
I'll be speaking on both days.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to meet the women from your area. We're going to have upbeat, fabulous music with Babby Mason, and we are going to have a day where you can invite your girlfriends, your neighbors, and your coworkers, and they're going to laugh out loud, and they are really going to enjoy being there.
Is this something, as a speaker, do you spend most of your time on the road now?
Well, we're on the road about 3 or 4 days a week, depending on the week. My husband travels with me and manages the book sales as well as all of the travel arrangements, and so this is very full-time ministry. But, you know, every single group of people is different, and I get so excited before I arrive because I just start anticipating what God will do. And I believe that it is so important for us, and as we look at the news, we see sad things and hard things happening, and we see what's happened globally that breaks our hearts. And I just want to remind people that because Jesus lives, we have hope and we have a future, and that we need to learn how to seek his truth first and share it with others, and live in community with each other where we do tangible acts of kindness for others in a way that uplifts them when they're having tough times. And one day at a time, step by step, we're one day closer to heaven, and that makes me smile.
There you go. Well, I wanted to ask you, you've written 20-plus books, and being on the road...
Well, that counts the books that are co-written,
okay,
and where I have compiled and edited. So it sounds like a lot, but if you do your goal chart right, you stick to writing instead of answering email and doing other activities. So I find if I set my goal ahead of time, I can make my deadlines.
Well, right now you said you're on the road 3 to 4 days a week. Do you still find time? Are you still writing? Is that, you know, when you're on the road, is sometimes that, you know, you're in a hotel room, is that what you spend your time doing?
Well, I find that I can write on long plane trips if I do research ahead of time. And I've just finished a 365-day devotional that will be out this fall called He Holds My Hand. And it's really scriptures being prayed over people, and I trust that it will be a real encouragement to those who read it. But that was a project because they're short devotionals that I could certainly write on when I was on the road.
Carol Kent joining us. She'll be the featured speaker at Heart Seekers, the event coming up next weekend at the Bethel Baptist Church next Friday and Saturday. Carol will be speaking both days, and you can still get your tickets through Brighter Life Bookshops just down the street from us here, 292 East Simmons Street, just a block away from us here. And you can also call them at 344-3987 to get your registration in for the Heart Seekers event. Carol, anything else you would like us to know about your message and the event coming up next weekend?
Well, I want everybody to know that when you come together with other women, there is an electricity in the air, and you can anticipate ahead of time what God is going to do. And there's nothing I love more than teaching biblical truth and reminding people that no matter what they're going through, they can make hope-filled choices based on biblical truth. And that will be one of my messages. And I can hardly wait to share what we've learned through our journey with our son. And I'm also going to be talking about how we can pass on that legacy of faith to others by becoming a woman of influence for God's glory. Come join us.
Absolutely. Carol, thank you so much for taking time with us this morning. And again, Heart Seekers next weekend, Bethel Baptist Church. You can get registered, get your tickets through the Brighter Life Bookshop here in downtown Galesburg. Carol, again, thank you so much for taking some time, and safe travels to you.
Thank you so much.
All
great
right.
To meet you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Carol Kent, she'll be in town next weekend speaking at the Heart Seekers event.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.